The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We're in the business of saying yes, but sometimes you have to say no. Let's talk about it on Tuesday. Good morning. This is Dana Cortez. Show is good, everyone. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And I mean that across
where are you going with this?
The board. No, well, think about it. When you're at work, you say yes to your boss because you want them to think that you deserve a raise or whatever, a promotion.
Or because you just want to keep your job.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, you say yes to your kids because you want to give them everything. Yes, yes, yes. Until you're so tired, there's nothing left for yourself. And that's where I was this past weekend. We hosted this big event. It was great. And the next day, I felt bad. I'd had an allergic reaction the night before, but I had committed myself to something else, which meant that I was going to have no day off. And I don't even know how long it's been going on with no days off. You know what I did? I said no.
Oh.
I sent them an email and I said, I don't feel well last night, blah, blah, blah. And you know what they said? Oh, my gosh, that's fine.
Oh,
exactly.
There it is, dude.
I felt okay. Felt good.
What did you have an allergic reaction to?
Man,
Dana's allergic to melon, so anytime there's any kind of melon around.
Everything at the party had melon in it.
Hives all over her body.
Man,
that's a serious reaction, but it's a pretty prolific statement to be allergic to melon. A nice stance on mental health. I'm with you.
You know what? You're right, though. It's like shellfish, yeah. Things like that. Nuts. Melon.
Oh, man.
It's melon.
And the thing is like, if somebody uses the same knife and Dana eats part of it.
Yeah. But maybe, you know what? I needed that day. So thank you to the person who cross-contaminated the fruit. Because I actually needed the day. I felt so much better. You have to say no to the kids sometimes. You have to say no to the PTA people, to your boss.
That's interesting that you brought that up, though, too. Because, a lot of times it is easier to, call into work or, say, hey, I got to take the day off. But how did you, what did you tell your daughter when you said, hey, mom needs a day to herself?
My daughter doesn't even care about me right now. Okay. She's a teenager. Whatever.
She can care less what we do. We pretty much, get in her way at this point.
If I just show up to her games, she's a cheerleader, to watch her cheer for 10 minutes, she's fine with it. We're the best parents in the world. But you do have to sometimes tell your children no. And it is the best thing for them because in life, they will hear no.
Oh, man. All right. I just asked because I was on the internet. I seen a really cute video of two young sons taking care of their mom when she had a sick day. And they're actually helping with the baby sister. So it was very kind.
Yeah, not my girls.
No,
anyway,
that's not true.
Just kidding.
That's
the last
not true.
I was sick, my daughter, who doesn't even live in the same town, she DoorDashed me a whole package. She did Vicks Vaporub. She sent me chicken noodle soup and saltine crackers.
Hey,
that's what I'm talking about.
You know what? And with using DoorDash, that probably cost her $85.
Exactly.
So you're
I am loved.
Not only is she loved, her daughter is paid.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day. Did you enjoy it?
What does that even mean?
I like chocolate almonds. Don't
I do.
Get me wrong.
Yeah. All right, but do they deserve their own day? That's for later discussion.
Okay.
All right, we also have International Merlot Day. Oh, maybe actually there's a pairing, because actually those go pretty good together. Merlot.
Almonds and wine?
Yeah, I'm with it, dog.
That just sounds like a headache to me. And an upset stomach.
Speaking of headaches, it's election day.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something. Today is the day that we are talking about local elections. Stop worrying so much about the president. Yes, it matters, but your local elections affect you more than the president. The roads, the schools, your local tax. Is all that. Get out today and vote.
That's
please.
Right.
Yes.
Get out and vote.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of our listeners hit me up on Instagram. She sent me a DM and she wanted to talk about being single. Not in a good way either. She's sad. And so she said, you could call me, and she's on the phone right now and she's struggling. You're struggling, right?
Yeah, it's an issue and it makes me sad. I'm going to be 30 years old next year and I'm still single. And, all my friends are starting to get married. So, going out with them isn't an option anymore. And it's just really sad. And I just really want a man.
I know that you're saying that and somebody listening might be like, oh my gosh, a man doesn't complete you and blah, blah, blah. But, if that's how you feel, you want a partner. There's nothing wrong in saying that.
Yeah, I just want the companionship. The holidays are coming up. I'm going to be all alone, and it's not fun.
Do you think you feel this pressure because the holidays are coming up?
You know what? To be honest, I think it's a little bit of everything, that I'm going to be 30, that my friends are all getting married, and the holidays. It's probably all just happening at once for me, and it's just making me really upset.
I was thinking about the holidays and stuff. The question that you asked, maybe the holidays, but nobody wants to be alone forever. There's nothing wrong with what she's saying.
No, there's nothing wrong with it at all. And I actually applaud you for addressing the loneliness in your life. But don't let it, like, you know, overtake you and take away from, you know, I'm pretty sure there's positive things that are going on in your life right now. And if you look within, therefore might attract some new love.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate that.
And you're the single guy, you know. I mean, I'm sure you go through bouts of lonely and you're fine. And then there's sometimes you feel...
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, dude. Every single person loves to be like single until you got to go home by yourself and it's all cold and nobody's there to greet you. And
yes, it's
I'm
hard.
Not going to lie. Sometimes I fantasize about that.
I hate you.
I was just thinking, I was like, man, Anthony can just go home and play video games all by himself and do whatever he wants.
That's you know what? You can too if you keep talking.
I play video games.
I'm just kidding. I'm a relationship guy. I've pretty much had a girlfriend my entire life or been married.
Same for me. I don't like being alone. So when she said those things to me, I feel bad. I remember my mom going through about a loneliness. I remember what she's talking about when you don't have that person. You know, and you're not, you look at Instagram, everybody's happy in my single life. Oh my God.
Oh.
Well, some people are sad, you know?
Sad being in relationships or sad being single?
I think sad Both. Being single. You're not supposed to say you're sad being single. You're supposed to be strong women and I'm okay.
I'm the most sensitive man out there. So I can speak for women as well. That's funny. But I think there's a lot of benefits of being single too, because one, you get to really know what it takes for you to be happy on your own. And that self-discovery is a great journey that you can have. And plus, you're never on anybody else's schedule. You don't have to compromise with anything besides time in your life, which is a beautiful thing.
How do you deal with bouts of loneliness? So you just said you do get lonely.
I mean, there's lots of masturbation. like lots of
facts.
Lots of that, dude. You know, and then also I reach out, pick up the phone when I'm done and call
Thank
my
you
and you wash your hands first before you pick up the phone.
Call my family and my friends and get to know people. I think in an era of communication, you have social media, you have FaceTime, you have all these different things. There's plenty of ways to get in touch with people. And also there's like a lot of, like, depending on where you're at, there's like single groups now where you could go out and hang out with other people who are in your situation.
That's
go
a do fun idea.
You know, I recently took up yoga again, and that's been cool, getting to hang out with all these new people and stuff like that too, and the ladies at the gym.
I would say in history, it's the best time to be single right now because there are so many options with everything you just listed.
I can't get my mind off of Anthony doing hot yoga.
I thought you were going to say something else.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, there's a new study that explains why men feel the need to control women's decisions or control women in general. So I'll share that study with you at the end of this segment we call In Case You Missed It. Your timeline moves too fast. We bring these stories to you here on the radio. DJ Automatic.
There's a new software out called Covenant Eyes that actually judges you for watching porn.
Oh, no. Is that your Covenant app going off?
Well, it scans all your electronic devices and gives a weekly report to an accountability partner.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead, Dana.
It tells on you?
Yes, it tells your accountability partner what you've been looking at. And if you've been looking at porn, it lets them know so they can check you for looking at porn.
So you still get to pick your accountability partner, though.
Yes, right? You do. So there is a politician from Louisiana. His name is Mike Johnson. Him and his 17-year-old son are accountability partners right now.
Oh, gross. I don't want to know what my dad's looking at. Well, exactly. I thought it was a little weird.
And I sure don't want to know what a 17-year-old boy
Well, he says
at.
His son has a clean slate, so I'm figuring that his son probably has a burner phone.
Do you think all guys at a certain point participate in that?
I mean,
activity?
I would say it's in the high 90%.
Is it dangerous, though, to look at it? Do we need this kind of app? I don't know. Because, you know, some people with bad.
I think too much of anything is a bad thing. Too much, if you're taking it, especially at that age, it can warp your mind. I'm sorry.
Oh, dang, dude.
Take it from personal.
Yeah, I know. Dude, the crank master over here, bro.
Automatic's like, trust me, my mind is warped. I know I'm his wife.
All right.
Are you down to participate with your
partner? Covenant Eyes? Hell no. Nobody wants to see what I'm looking at. No.
I don't want to know what you're looking at either.
You don't.
877-730-DCS1. Would you like to put this app on your partner's phone? There you go. And then Anthony A., what you got?
All right, let's keep the deceitful behavior going. In case you missed it, a recent study conducted by Dr. Richard Pitcrane, a respected veterinarian and author, reveals that sometimes our dogs pretend to be sick in order to get more attention attention from us. So your dog will fake things like a limp or a sneeze in order to get the attention they're seeking.
I've been duped by my dog for a year now.
Dogs are like women.
Oh, nice, dude. Nice.
No, our freaking dog. He's so sensitive. His name is Eros. We call him Roro. He's been limping one day, and then the next he's not. And Otto will bring him in and hug him and rub him and pet him.
He's faking us out, dude.
Damn.
He's a super smart dog, so I'm not putting this past him at all.
And I know the girl's been doing it for a long time because she's just fat. Anytime she feels bad, Otto gives her treats.
Oh, well, she's been finessing you guys for a minute then, dude. How fat is your dog?
Obese.
Oh, no.
Oh, not even obese. Obese.
That's why I put the T on the end. All right. In case you missed it, men feel the need to control women all over the world. That wasn't always the case. And the reason I even found this study is because of this call.
Everybody always wants to control what women, how they think, how they look, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. But what about men? Like, nobody ever tells them stuff. Like, make it make sense.
Shout out to Melissa Garcia. She listens to the show. She hit us up during a topic about a man not wanting his girlfriend to dress like Ice Spice. So that's what I came from. But then I found a study way back in early civilization. Women were seen as equals to men. We were hunters. They revered us for our ability to give birth, to create life. And that whole, I guess, the patriarchy, which is men controlling everything and women being left out, that didn't start till like 6,000 years ago, which is a long time. I get it.
Yes, a long time ago.
The further we moved away from nature, the less and less we women were seen as equal. You know, in Latino culture especially, it just really irks me. And I see this on my timeline constantly. Women, we are shown to serve our brothers, serve our fathers. And then men see us as that's our only value, is to serve them. And so we feel like we're less than, and that's not fair.
Ding, ding, ding.
I think society is taking a step towards that in the right direction.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the impact of, you know, Beyonce and Taylor Swift had this.
I mean,
year
look
too.
At the impact of our mothers personally. My mom's a strong person. She was a leader at a company. She was a leader
in
our household.
That's why you say you were attracted to me.
Exactly. I know Anthony's mom. She's been involved in politics and is a strong woman. And
ask her ex-husband. He'll have a whole different opinion.
Hey, it's not that we women want all the power. We just want to be considered equal.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Taylor Swift and Lauryn Hill inside the Daily Dirt. Could these two be collaborating? Let's talk about this and more. Best gossip, Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays first.
Boxer Tank Davis celebrating his birthday. David Guetta celebrating a birthday. And Lorde celebrating her birthday as well.
All right, so I want to start off talking about Al Pacino. He's been ordered to pay his 30-year-old girlfriend $30,000 a month in child support, even though she lives with him. Some people are like, oh, she's a gold digger. She's this, she's that. No, this is a mutual agreement. He has other children. He's 83 years old. He realizes he's near the end of his life, and he wants to make sure that every child, all of his family is taken care of, including the mother of his child. Shout out to Tony Montana.
I just want to know like what kind of honey pack he's on or what, dog.
I don't
83,
know.
Still having you, babies? I mean, when do men start shooting blanks is my question.
Yeah. Don't want to know. All right, now let's talk about Taylor Swift. You know, she's a very popular woman. Might have heard of her. She hangs with Gigi Hadid, Sophie Turner, Cara Delevingne. Selena Gomez is a day one. We all know that. Well, who's this new girl in a Swiftie squad? Brittany Mahomes.
What? Oh.
The wife of Patrick Mahomes, who is a quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, who Taylor Swift's boyfriend Kelsey plays for.
Travis Kelsey.
There you go.
Put some respect on that man's name, even though he sucked this past weekend.
Well, because she wasn't at the game. I'm learning so much about football because of Taylor Swift. All right, now I'm going to move on and talk about Lauryn Hill. She's just one of the most incredible artists ever. In the history of hip-hop,
one of the most important hip-hop albums.
Oh, for sure,
period.
For sure. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. She was late to a show, and some people started booing, and she had a lot to say about it.
She's late to lunch. Yo, y'all lucky I'm making this blood rush stage every night.
She said, you're lucky I make it here. And she goes on to explain that she has to perform the same album, and she has been for over 25 years. Think about all of the accolades she received, all the albums she sold, and the label never even asked her to make another album, she revealed on stage. And it's because she decided to become a mother.
Oh.
And for some reason in the music industry back then, it's still the same, but it's gotten a lot better. Women like Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, and others having children. They didn't want you to have babies. They didn't want you to become a mother or have a family. And so they basically cut off one of the most talented people on the planet because she decided to have her son, Zion, which she sings about in A Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Damn, it's a cold world out there. And I hope that she's able to deliver to her fans this time around because they seem fed up.
And I will continue to buy tickets until I see her. I don't care, Lauryn Hill. Please show up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's WTF story. Can I get the Taps song, please? 31-year-old Portuguese dog Bobby has finally passed.
Oh,
I know, I know. Bobby lived on a farm in the village of Conquiros in Portugal. So how did Bobby live to be 31 when most dogs die between the ages of 12 and 14?
Well, what's the secret?
He ate their food, homegrown chicken, wild rice, vegetables grown on the farm.
Oh, so he had a Tom Brady diet, it
seems
like.
He had a Tom Brady diet, but no Giselle. He also was neutered, so he never had to deal with women.
No stress.
No lady dogs.
A good diet and no stress, huh?
I bet you never even got like gray fur either.
I'm going to an early grave.
R.I.P. Bobby.
Yo, R.I.P. Bobby. And if you're looking to make some ends meet, maybe you could start making your bed. The company, Shane Co., the jewelry company, is now offering $1,000 to anybody who wants to vlog or document their bed-making abilities for 30 days straight.
What?
Now, in order to qualify for this job, you must be able to make your bed and then also post about it or, you know, journal if you want to. Would you guys be up for this job assignment?
I'm down.
Grand? Yeah, hell yeah. Ooh. But what does this have to do with jewelry?
Well, I don't... Yeah, that's a good point, Automatic. That is a good point. I don't know what it has to do with jewelry, but Shane Co. is doing this, and if you want to register, hit me up on Instagram, at Anthony A. Comedy. Deadline closes at the end of the month.
Well, I've got a question. Why wouldn't this airline help this man off the plane? A man was forced to drag himself off an Air Canada flight after they did not help him. The flight attendants watched Rodney Hodgins pull himself off the plane with his wife crawling behind him trying to help him.
Wait a minute. Did he need a wheelchair? What's going on? Is he intoxicated? What's
he needed a wheelchair.
And they never brought him a wheelchair?
They said he never requested one, so they weren't going to help him with it.
Oh, this is like the meanest Canada story I've ever heard in my life, dog.
Yeah, and Air Canada won't take responsibility. They're actually blaming a third-party provider.
Could it be Drake?
If he'd have been on Air Drake, that never would have happened.
Nah, the only thing that would happen is his wife would have got stolen.
Whoa, poor man.
Are you telling me that Wheelchair Jimmy's going to steal his wife?
That's enough. Those are today's WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are you sick and tired of being asked for tips no matter where you go?
Oh.
Yes, right? Let's talk about it in food news. Time for hottest hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Black Friday is coming, November 24th. Walmart has won the ad game with their spoof on Mean Girls. Take a listen.
At North Shore, some things never change. On Wednesdays, we still wear pink. But now, we shop Walmart Black Friday deals.
This is going to be so fetch.
Stop trying to make fetch happen, Mom. It's still not going to happen.
If you have Walmart Plus, you will get 3-hour early access to Black Friday deals.
Missy Elliott, Lindsay Lohan, the entire cast back, except now they're moms and they still wear pink on Wednesdays. I just thought it was crazy. The amount of shares and likes and comments from TikTok to Instagram, that's how you do it. You gotta get creative. The same old thing just ain't it.
I still haven't made it through that entire movie.
Yeah, man. Mean Girls, it is a cult classic. Well, it's very funny, dude. And, but I thought it was like random with Missy Elliott. Is she in the movie?
No, she's not. But she did just get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Exactly. Hell yeah, she's in the reboot, okay? She's in the reboot. Go check the entire ad, which I've never reposted an ad in my entire life, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. It's hilarious. Food news, DJ Automatic.
DoorDash wants you to leave a tip or else.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun.
So here's how it works. When a customer chooses a no tip, a pop-up appears on the screen. It says, are you sure you don't want to leave a tip? If you don't leave a tip, now the drivers have the option of pushing you down.
Oh.
So they don't actually have to take your order right away.
I have an idea. I'd like to write to the DoorDash CEO. Why don't you just pay your drivers enough, a living wage, so that they don't have to rely on tips? Okay. I mean, it's just a crazy idea there.
There's a multitude of crazy ideas we could pitch them because, you know, my letter mainly goes to humanity. How about you don't DoorDash McDonald's and Burger King's, you fat ass? How about that, dog? How about we stop doing that stuff,
bro? How about you get up and go drive over there yourself like we used to?
Yeah, dude.
Let's talk about movies in the Mean Girl van. We were watching Barbie the other night, Automatic, and I DoorDashed ice cream. He fell asleep before the ice cream even got to the house.
Damn, dog, that's a waste of $75.
Yeah, and I was going to say, did you tip?
10%.
And how much was it for those two ice creams?
That's not the point.
No, I really want to know how much was it.
That's not the point. Did you eat the ice cream?
I did, but how much was it?
Oh, dude.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with International Merlot Day for all my wine drinkers out there.
We will not be DoorDashing wine.
Hey, go ahead and sip some of that Merlot while you cast your vote on your next politician. It is National Election Day, everybody.
It's time to vote today.
Important day.
It is important, but I don't understand why people think the president has something to do with your school or your local taxes or the city issues you got going on. The president does not have anything to do with that. Today is local elections. These elections matter more to your everyday life than any elections. So please get out. I know for me personally, my mom's had me wandering around volunteering since I was little.
I worked on an election when I was in my early 20s, and that is why I'm now registered an independent voter.
All right, did you have that? Yeah, it's a lot. One thing I'm going to tell you, please vote. If you are registered, if you didn't know today's election day, get out there and do it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, we had a woman call. She was so sad because she's single. Listen.
I'm going to be 30 years old next year, and I'm still single. And, you know, all my friends are starting to get married.
Oh, pobrecita. Mm. And it's cuffing season, holidays. Ollie, what is the deal?
I appreciate my loneliness, but she sounds like she was going through it. Poor girl.
I think with her situation, it's a little different. She's about to hit 30. She doesn't have any kids. She's not married. So a lot of women feel like they're a failure at that age if they haven't achieve those milestones.
As the marriage expert in here, and trust me, I am. I've been married 3 times.
Yep.
It's not all it's always cracked up to be.
Not.
You know, it's just not. First of all.
I mean, you had 2 swinging misses.
I did.
Hit this grand slam over here.
Hi. You know, sometimes Automatic and I, we argue.
Oh, no.
On occasion, we argue. He's the guy that wants to be doing stuff all the time till it's time to do it.
Oh.
For instance, Friday and Saturday nights, which is normally couple date night.
Oh, God.
I look over at my husband. He's like, let's go do something. I'm kind of thinking maybe we should. 5 minutes later, he's snoring.
Ready to do something.
You know that cat meme that's going around, the orange cat is just that is my husband, DJ Automatic. Promises till it's time to put it down.
You know what I miss about being single? We're going to go there and you're going to air me out? Sometimes I miss being lonely.
Oh.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
No, I'm not even kidding, because when I was single and I lived by myself, I loved just being there by myself.
In sometimes your dirty mess?
Yes, for stretches of 2 or 3 days where I didn't even talk to anybody. And then when I would go out on tour, especially when I was going out on my own, I would stay in a hotel sometimes for 2 or 3 days and I wouldn't really talk to anyone besides, you know, the promoter and Dana on the phone.
Dude, sometimes you get real into it, you get all nasty, you start setting the air conditioner temp to what you like and not what partner likes.
Can't touch a thermostat in our house.
I don't miss about being in a relationship is the having to agree on everything. And this weekend I was actually thinking, Automatic, I do appreciate my loneliness, because I was sitting there just, you know, watching football, got my pre-made breakfast already on the side of my plate, and, you know, partaking in a little bit of the lettuce. And I was thinking, life may never get better than this.
God, so jealous, dude. I'm out there in the garage getting yelled at. Are you again? For real? Don't you get enough of that?
I actually hope you smoke more and fall asleep.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Look, we all love the relationships we're in, but there must be something that you really miss about being single. 877-730-DCS1. Call us up. We'll make it a topic another day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.